better health begins at Tidelands Health, dedicated to keeping the communities we serve healthy and active. That's why we're proud to present our podcast series, Better Health Radio, brought to you by Tidelands Health. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Gynecologists at Tidelands Health care for your sexual and reproductive well-being. Visiting a gynecologist regularly helps ensure you stay at your best physically and mentally. Here to talk with us about gynecologic preventative care for women is Kathleen Augustine, a certified midwife at Tidelands Health. Kathleen, thank you for your time. So when it comes to gynecologic preventative care, where should a woman start?
That's a great question. We like to see people for gynecologic preventative care every year, and that you typically will begin around in the teenage years, so around 11 to 15 years of age. We'd like to meet with girls so that they can start establishing a relationship with us and with their care providers, and that could be with their pediatrician, or they could come in and see an OBGYN or a certified nurse midwife like myself and just start talking about preventative care.
And as a woman matures and ages, what tests are most important?
So there are a lot of preventative screenings that we do with an annual women's exam. So an annual women's exam is much more than just a physical exam. We talk a lot about risk assessment. We talk about your individual risks for things, and we can tailor your care based on that. Some of the routine screenings that we do for women include Pap smears. So Pap testing is cervical cancer screening tests, and so we do recommend that. Mammograms and clinical breast exams, so breast cancer screening. And then as women age, doing bone density screening to assess for risk of fractures and osteoporosis is also recommended.
So how often do you recommend a woman come in for that women's exam? Is that still once a year?
It is still once a year. So we do recommend that every woman have a yearly annual exam as a health assessment. And that can be done with your primary provider if they feel comfortable, or with your OBGYN or a certified nurse midwife, whoever you've established as being your primary provider. And this just helps us to establish a relationship with you by seeing you every year. We can look at trends in your weight, trends in your blood pressure, and help to assess you for any other things that you might need. So coming in every year, it really does help us to get to know you better.
Kathleen, can you talk about mammograms a little bit? I know there's a lot of discussion on when you should start that. Can you clear the air on that a little bit and give us the guidelines on mammograms?
Great. That's a great question. So we do recommend that you see your care provider every year for your annual exam. And as part of that annual exam, we'll do a clinical breast exam. So we will examine your breasts and ensure that there isn't any new changes there. During that exam, we can also teach you how to examine your own breasts at home so that you can look for any changes that you might see in between exams with us. And then mammograms, which are the, you know, recommended screening for breast cancer, that's recommended that you do those every year after age 40. So we start to order annual mammograms at around age 40.
And what about Pap guidelines? Any further information on that?
Sure. And Pap guidelines have changed a lot over the last few years. So it used to be that every time you came in or every year for your well woman exam, you would need to get a Pap smear to screen for cervical cancer. And that's really not any longer the case. We do start screenings now at age 21 for most women. So most women who are under 21 years old, they can come in for their annual exam, but they probably won't get a Pap smear, and they may or may not even get a pelvic exam. But at age 21 is when we recommend that you start getting Pap smears. And from age 21 to 30, we recommend that you get a Pap smear every 3 years if your Pap smears have been normal. At age 30 and going until age 65, we recommend that you get a Pap smear every 5 years. As long as all of your Pap smears have been normal. There are many things that would make you fall outside of those guidelines, but for normal women who have normal Pap smears and have not had any other medical issues, those are the routine guidelines. And then at around age 65, we can actually stop doing pap smear screenings if you've had normal exams. So again, some people will fall out of that guideline, but if you haven't had any abnormal pap smears and everything's going well and you've kept up with your routine screenings, at around age 65 is when we don't need to do them anymore. We still like to see you, but you won't need a pap smear.
Kathleen, that's great information. And as you were answering that, I was thinking, are there any symptoms or anything that a woman should watch out for?
Absolutely. So we like to see you if you're having any abnormal bleeding, so abnormal menstrual periods, whether that's heavy bleeding or bleeding with intercourse. Those would be signs that maybe something's going on and we should talk about it. Other things that we'd like to see you for, if you had any new breast changes, even if it's just changes to the skin, pain, any lesions or any lumps that you can feel, any vaginal discharge, any odor, anything that would be abnormal for you, we'd like to see you.
And Kathleen, you mentioned bone density testing earlier. I guess that really becomes more important as a woman ages. Is that right?
Absolutely. So at around age 65 is when the routine recommendation for bone density screening, that's when we like to do your initial assessment. But there are some women who will need a bone density screening earlier than that. And there are some risk factors for osteoporosis that we know about. Those can include if you have a history in your family of women having hip fractures, especially a parent, if you smoke, if you drink excessive amounts of alcohol, or if your body weight is low. Sometimes we'll recommend that you get screened for osteoporosis prior to age 65. And the reason that we like to do bone density screening is to help reduce the incidence of hip fractures, because if we know that your bone density is decreasing, as we know that it will as we all get older, but if we see that that loss is significant, then we can start you on medication to help your bone density increase and decrease that risk of fractures.
It's good to get that benchmark early, right? So you can see the progression.
Yes.
as bones may weaken in the future. And speaking about how women age, can you talk about menopause? Do you offer guidance through menopause?
Sure. We would like to see you if you're having any problems getting through that menopausal time. And menopause can last, getting into menopause or that perimenopausal time can last for several years as the woman's body is changing and you're starting to experience some symptoms of menopause, whether that's just irregular periods or you might be having some mood changes or hot flashes, insomnia, skin changes, any of those issues, we would like to see you and talk through it. A lot of women can go through menopause and breeze right through and be just fine and feel well and not need any kind of significant interventions. But there are other women who need some medication or some hormonal support, and we're here to help with all of that. That's one of the many things that we do. So we would love to help with that.
Great information. And Kathleen, if you could wrap it up for us, why should a woman choose Tidelands for their healthcare needs?
Great. So Tidelands Health, we have a great women's service line here. Tidelands Health Women's Center, we are committed to supporting you through your life cycle, and we like to know our patients. I think that that's what sets us apart, is that we really like the personal interaction with our patients, and we like to get a personal relationship with you and grow with you.
Kathleen, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And for more information about Tidelands Health physicians, services, and facilities, visit TidelandsHealth.org. That's TidelandsHealth.org. This is Better Health Radio. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.